Thousands of people are expected to come to Carbondale next summer, one of the best places to see the total solar eclipse on August 21st. Author, eclipse chaser, and former NPR science correspondent David Barron says it'll be a great learning moment.
Each of these eclipses presents an opportunity for education, for class projects and museum exhibits, especially for communities that are in the path of totality next year. It's a chance to ask, what was life like 50 or 100 or 200 years ago for the people who were there then, and how did they experience totality?
Barron and others say teachers and students can add to the eclipse study during next year's event. Charles Folco says, among other details, scientists and eclipse watchers will be paying close attention to the corona, which can only be seen during an eclipse.
The solar corona is like a fingerprint. No two eclipses ever have the same shape corona or even the same brightness of the corona.
Conferences are scheduled over the next year to prepare for next year's eclipse. You can get more information at eclipse.siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.